Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Time now for Justin.
All this from a slice of gabagool.
Sofro.
Mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's...
I'm James.
All right, James, what's the first sound of the week? Let's go!
Do either one of you know why there are tweezers sitting here in the studio?
Mark, I have no clue why there's tweezers sitting in this studio. It sounds like a V-show project.
Like it's okay if like you have tweezers in your bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you take them out, you go to the restroom, you tweeze whatever you've got to tweeze. But who sits here where other people are going to sit and bring out, not just bring out the tweezers, but leave them here.
Yes.
This is what happens when you enter into a workplace with the Valvinos. Okay. The rules of society, for whatever reason, no longer apply.
They don't apply.
And why? Like, why would this be a thing where there are tweezers here? Because, like, I can't. I'm sitting here thinking, have I ever been at this desk talking to Diener or Jeff Lightsey Jr. like I am today and needed a tweezer while I'm chatting with you? Have I ever needed it?
Probably not.
Maybe I had a splinter. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take those tweezers and I'm going to put them back into my bag so that the next person who comes and sits here isn't repulsed by the idea that somebody else's tweezers are sitting here on the desk. This is what we're talking about.
Wow.
All the time. Constantly. Jeez. What's going on in here?
What's happening?
And I know.
I heard your rant last week, too, about James doing all the cutting.
James. Oh, yeah. And all the producers, well, I didn't know I was supposed to do it. Oh, because James supposed to do everything. James going to do hold your hand. James going to wipe your booty up. When Zach goes to the bathroom, did James go in there and wipe his ass?
Oh, no. That's not been a whole thing, James. Oh.
Yesterday, that 15 that was going to Kentucky?
Yep.
Became two courtside seats for the University of Louisville. Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Let's flip that. I don't know what the donation is on those,
but it's
I'm pretty sure the cost of the tickets is about 15 apiece. I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's in that range.
Okay.
I don't know the number, but I have no idea the donation, but I'm sure that's a bigger number.
That's a bigger number.
So there you
I
go.
Love that.
So that might be
some
45K
seats.
Flip right there.
Cram the van multiplication.
Hey. So now you got to flip 50 grand. That's your job.
Well, I've done. Listen.
Challenge. I am Mr. Freaking NIL. Yeah,
okay.
Like Mr. Baseball, Mr. NIL.
I've never told you this story.
Okay,
but
go
in
ahead.
The early
Get
days
around, kids.
Of 502 Circle, you know, I don't know what my number is, but.
$30 a month, you told us.
No, that's what my number is.
Oh, okay.
But Mark Spiegel called me and he's like, hey, I want you to know, like, we can directly attribute like a lot of signups to you, so thank you.
Okay.
But I don't know. He didn't say, well, that accounts for
I stole
whatever.
Out of Kentucky's pocket. You should like that.
I like that better.
Diener, you should be stealing out of Mark Pope's pocket. What are you doing, Diener?
I did think that Satterfield could have eventually figured it out. I'm pumped to have Jeff Brown and the staff. Pumped to win 10 games. Now, the difference is I was one of the only ones during the Satterfield era. Now, everybody else is jumping on board, and they're acting like they've been here the whole time. All right? So, yeah. You know, are there other voices? And Diener went to the Def Leppard concert with Jeff Brom when he was the Purdue coach. So they have, like, they're friends. Yeah, so that's fine. But, like, don't act like you've been around the football program or you've been donating to NIL this whole time. Because you have.
Tell him you're still the sheriff. Don't go get it twisted.
Yeah.
You're still Mark Blankenbaker.
He still can't name a damn defensive lineman.
Hey, he's still in coach, Jeff. He's still in coach. He's trying to play catch-up. Still going back. Satterfield, he would have figured it out. No, Mark, it's done. I did a Jenny's Jet earlier of Louisville insiders and who's in first class. And I put Diener.
That's a great idea.
Diener, Lightsey, and Spalding are in first class right now. They're the ones going to everything. Like I said, Ty Spalding was the one that
oh,
made.
Jody. Jody in there.
Well, here's my. I know
oh, don't
that.
Do that. You got to throw Jody in there, you son of a bitch. You're throwing Jody in there.
Jody's in business class.
I don't know what the Vanderpump Rules guy has at quarterback. I don't know if he's any good or not. I don't know if they have it. Vanderpump Rules. I don't know what his name is. Something.
Vandergriff.
Thank you.
That's Brock Vandergriff to you. Your daddy going to beat that bum Tyler Shuck.
I don't think Penny Boone operate that way. Goes to visit Kentucky, and we've seen what big backs at UK can do. I mean, they've done really well with big backs, and Penny Boone is the baby bus. He's a big back.
The baby bus!
It's one of those things, like, I don't know what comes first, the chicken or the egg mm-hmm. type things. I don't know if the toxicity comes from the NIL or the NIL causes the toxicity. I don't know.
The toxicity of our city, a little System of a Down reference there. The PR campaign that's going on for both of these coaches, Pat Kelsey and Mark Pope.
Oh, what's Pat Kelsey? What's his
y'all
PR?
Y'all act like he's the biggest, baddest dude to ever step foot in y'all's gym.
He's just cool. Like, he's cool. Yeah, he's just cool.
But like, what's cool about
him? Yeah, everything. Catching punts behind his back, going to all these
what
different
things. What does that have to do with basketball?
It has nothing to do with
basketball. What does that have to do about getting Jaden Quaintance?
It has nothing to do, but what it has to do is the revival, Strieble. Think about it. We just went through hell for 2 years.
That won't matter if you don't win basketball games.
But it matters right now.
It matters right now. You're right. It matters right now. But if you don't win basketball games, the revival don't mean Kenny Payne was Mr. Community and bringing history back. But when he was at his press conference,
That was it.
All you have with Pat Kelsey is a press conference.
No, we have everything else. The fact that he's at baseball games, that he's at football games, that he's at
I tell you, that stuff don't matter.
That stuff matters when rebuilding your community. Yeah, it matters. Well, you just went, because here's the thing, you're coming from Cal. Like, you're about to get a real dose of the reality, buddy. Like, this is not.
But what if we're not?
Of Cal. No, you are.
But what if we're not?
That you're getting these BYU guys, let's me know.
But what if Mark Pope can coach those BYU
That's
guys.
That's not to say that he can't. What I'm saying is, like you said, you have to recalibrate your thinking.
Oh, I have been. I've been struggling with it, too. You heard me. You see me on Twitter. I'm struggling with it.
Exactly.
It's hard. All right, two things here real quick, James. Baylor 7-footer commit has requested his release from his national letter of intent. That's coming down. So we got a little 7-footer from Baylor, maybe following Alvin Brooks. And then Kellen is at the baseball game right now, Louisville baseball game, waiting for his brother to do the anthem buddies. He says, at the game with Wyatt, thinking about starting a We Want Kenny Payne chant. That's my son, James. That's my boy. Keep them coming. I love that. I threw out the first pitch in a baseball game. I didn't get the reaction that Pat Kelsey got. Like he revolutionized baseball first pitches. Like he's the first guy. Oh, my God. No one's ever done it like Pat Kelsey. Is like,
I'll say this. Pat Kelsey's an athlete. I will say that. I mean, to catch a punt behind your back, and he threw a strike.
It was a strike. Yeah. I watch enough baseball. It was a strike. No, he is athletic. I watch enough baseball.
I do have to ask about those glasses, though, Pat. What's he do with those glasses? What is the? Was that a fashion statement or what?
Yeah,
what was
first,
that?
Ask him, Bob.
First, they help me see. So let's start there. That's what those glasses are about. People that have impaired vision put these things called glasses on. So that's that. Now, the style of them, if you don't like them.
No, I didn't say that.
I love you and everything, Bob. I care more what my wife thinks.
No, I like them.
Her
I like
being
them.
Attracted to me is the most important thing. She loves them. So I don't know. When I got them, I whatever the actor is. Is it Reynolds? Something Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
I was looking at glasses.
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. I was looking at glasses. Like, okay, what
Burt
should
Reynolds.
I get? And so Lisa sent me. She goes, well, Ryan Reynolds wears kind of glasses that are a little bit out there, and it might be going out on a ledge that maybe a little bit too far. And I said, what the heck? I'll try them. And that's kind of become my thing a little bit.
Thank you, Pat. I'm not going to do the, well, I don't know if he'd have been that good anyway, thing that Matt Bangs was just doing on Twitter. You know why? Because a month ago, he was saying how great it was going to be, and he's bragging that he's going to get Jaden Quaintance for 2 years with John Calipari's on staff. I'm not doing that. That's baby crap. That's reversing your opinion, just like some Kentucky fans are doing with, oh, well, Cal didn't have any NIL money, and none of those NBA players are going to donate anyway. Again, that's not what we're saying. Let's let's be honest here. Let's not be frauds. Let's not talk about this in a different way because we're not getting him. I'm not going to do that. If Louisville lands Jaden Quaintance, that's a great pickup. Is there a chance that he could be Aaron Bradshaw? Sure. Is there a chance that he could be Julius Randle? Yes. Absolutely.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
Baby.
We don't know until he plays, but you want that chance. You want the five-star freshman that's top 10, that's a McDonald's All-American, that played very well in the McDonald's All-American game on your roster. You want talent. You want talent. You want a mix of portal. You want a mix of high school talent. So don't go out there and poo-poo this like it's not a big deal. All Kentucky fans wanted Jaden Quaintance. I still wanted Jaden Quaintance. Do I think that there are good portal guys out there? Absolutely. Do I think that Mark Pope's going to be fine? 100%. But I'm not going to sit here and be a fraud and a hypocrite and play this down like it's not a big deal when for months when he was at Kentucky, it was a big deal. That's baby crap, and I will not be a part of it. Thank you. That's all I had to say. Baby crap, James!
Oh, I hate Jaden Quaintance.
Oh, wow.
They
no,
don't budge.
No.
Like, they didn't budge for Juwan Howard, who's an alum.
Carolina, we know Will.
Yeah, oh, I mean, shit. You ain't got to go to a real class in Carolina.
Whoa.
When Zach goes to the bathroom, did James go in there and wipe his ass?
Oh. Oh. There's a kid. He's up already. He finished. He ate the sandwich in two bites. He doesn't want any more. He gets up from the picnic table. And I turn and look, and there's on the wall behind me is a very exotic bird. Beautiful bird. Lots what? Of plumage and color.
Plumage.
And I turn and look, and he is firing boulders at this bird. He's firing him. He's just trying. He's trying to knock the bird. He's trying to kill the bird. He's trying to hit the bird off the wall. And I turned and yelled, "What the f*** are you doing?"
Whoa!
Which got most of the attention of the other 8-year-olds in the group.
Wow. I say so, Bob.
Long Island, unfortunately, where I'm from, is among the most cacophonous accents. It's awful. Chocolate, water. I'm going to make some, going to get some hot water to make hot chocolate. You want some hot chocolate? I'm exhausted. I'll never forget. I remember this. I wasn't way before we were married. I was very, very still single. I went to get my hair cut at this place on Long Island. I had been away at school in Virginia for, you know, a couple of years now. And so I was home for the summer and I went to get my hair cut. And the girl cutting my hair was beautiful. So, I mean, you can't help it, you know. That's how those places got started, those hair-cutting places.
Right.
Pretty girls to cut your hair. And so you can't help it. I wasn't fantasizing like awful thoughts, but it was intoxicating to have this beautiful woman cutting my hair
right.
In such close proximity. And and so your mind starts racing. And then she turned to the woman in the chair next to her and said, "Oh, I'm exhausted." I was like, and that was the end of that.
Exhausted.
There's always somebody at some school that has an affinity. Like, I remember when I was a transy, there was this woman that you know, was an older woman, and she would come to a bunch of the matches and would take a liking to, you know, some of the players.
Whoa!
What are you wearing, Katie?
Whoa.
If the President of the United States can have a hooker, we can have a hooker.
Oh, what? Does it tell you how to get a succubi to come over asking for a friend? Succubi. Sex-crazed demons who'd have their wicked way with their paralyzed, helpless victims. The male demons were referred to as incubi, and the females were known as succubi.
That's a true statement.
You don't know a touch? Just a touch? I actually have money on just a touch. Okay. I have a future bet on just a touch. That's the only one. I have one just a little bet. Touch.
Just a touch. Spencer.
That part of the bedroom's not too bad. It's pretty good, but it could be better.
If we get him, awesome. You know, he's that big guy, that four player that, you know, can really make an impact. I just, you know. I mean,
let's keep it clean.
Four with a U.
All right. Keep it
not
clean,
with
Mark.
An E.
Okay.
All right. Golly.
Well, I
put your head in the gutter. No, he's the four man that can go in there and
it's, geez. Man, what's. You got to do a lot in the recruiting trail these days. I'm not doing that. You can go somewhere else, dude.
Put the feather down.
Yeah, let's go.
He's running around trying to screw everybody's woman.
Whoa, who was that?
He went a sex demon. He went a sex demon.
Who doesn't?
It would have been awesome if you could have hit that.
It would be like, you'd see the little white thing go, and it wouldn't decrease in size.
What?
Combination of things that you can measure and things that you can't.
What can't we measure?
Then there's things that you can't measure. That's just that thing, that it inside them.
Here it is right here, Jeff. Let me enlarge it for you.
I meant just...
Go ahead.
He loves Woody.
He loves
Mike Woodson. Mike Woodson. Not Woody.
I mean, this is a big one.
Thank you, Katie.
I mean, this is a big one.
Here. His was bigger than mine.
What? He finished around big guys. Dicked.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah. I made sure to have good dick.
Whoa, come on now, Nick.
Porn cop on Penn Island.
This woman, she's laying on her back. There's like a demon sitting on her chest. Uh-huh. And there's like a very scary horse-looking thing.
It's a painting.
One of the reasons why the demon is on her chest is because there's a feeling...
I'm looking at his tattoos, which is something I didn't think I would utter on AM Sports.
I'm looking at tattoos.
Self-service, and then they had the automatic. And the self-service ones were all occupied. He's very creative, able to finish, you know, both hands, left hand, right hand.
Jeff?
I got you jacked right now. Is that better? I feel like this is better.
Whoa, Maven.
Anytime I smell those things, chances are I'm getting my piece. I'm getting a little bit as well. So if someone's eating nuts, it might be like, hey, can I get some nuts? Something along those lines.
Dick.
But I can understand it. Like, smelling things and not being able to eat them, I can understand how that could throw you off.
Blow that, Zach!
He would really put his pipe in the corner of his mouth. He would always... speak to the kids with a pipe in the corner of his mouth.
Was this Popeye the Sailor Man?
He was amazing. He would choke. He was a big ass guy. He got ever heavier as the career went on, and he would choke up a good 2-3 inches.
It just takes a little bit more time, but you know he'll be coming soon.
Very good.
God, it's just coming so fast. I almost got a headache from it, but.
We'll take this live on air here. I'll finish this. So let's get some honey here. That's delicious. Oh, man, that's really good.
It is good honey.
Mm. Yeah, I'm definitely buying a jar of this. All right, buddy.
I'll pull out on that.
Oh, whoa.
I got two spots, and now I can just pull right out.
Yeah, I'll pop that in here in a sec.
Down there because it is a really tight.
You gotta be careful. Yeah, you gotta be careful down there.
You do.
We'll have a strong hold.
So hard to peg, and that's part of what makes it so much fun.
Yeah, tell him, Jack.
I don't understand why she was upset, but she was like, "God, they're putting these things in," and I was like, "Thank God they are."
That sucks. It's just there. You just look at it. You just don't like it.
You're just like, I don't want to sit on it.
Whoa, why don't you want to sit on it, Blank?
That's bad news. You don't want that.
No, because you got to get talked off of that. Sitting on a lot, and there's nothing worse.
Somebody got screwed on it a bunch of times.
Not just once or twice, a bunch of times.
I know you want to tear my butt out. I know you want to crush me.
Is that Fred Cowgill? That's Freddie.
I know you want to tear my butt out. I know you want to crush me.
Freddie got that.
He sat on it for about a day. He sat on it for about a day.
That's a long time.
Can I please sit?
You and I have had our issues. You know, not to be mentioned here. But we figured out a way. There was a back door, and it worked. And I think that it speaks to something much bigger.
Much bigger. Much, much bigger. All right, so roundtable here on ESPN 680, 105.7 inside Churchill Downs is next. How about how many sounds we have left, James? All right, we got a few more sounds here left to go. Let's go ahead and burn through them. Let's go.
Get Coach PK out on the backside. Get Coach PK out on the backside. He's going to take it all in.
My toes were on the ground. I was laying flat on my back. My toes were on the ground. My ankle was in the air.
That my ankles broke that bad.
Some of them are gonna bust. Some of them are gonna bust.
They're busting.
Busting.
It's always amazing. It is always just an incredible time, and I'm going to try to make the most of it. It's going to be amazing.
Make the most of it. I mean, it's pretty much made.
No, I mean, we're going to milk every last ounce out of it.
What are you milking?
My God.
Sweet cream pie.
You're kidding me. I'm a little disappointed now. I'm not sure if I can come.
I think you'll get over that disappointment. I felt like I was at a prom.
Really?
And I didn't last that long.
Oh. Normally you don't have to.
Musk was a name originally given to a substance with a strong odor obtained from the gland of a musk deer. The substance has been used as a popular perfume fixative since ancient times and is one of the most expensive animal products in the world.
So you get, I'm assuming it's an anal gland.
I don't know. Why would you assume that?
Because isn't that where everything sprays from?
No. The deer gland that is thought to resemble a scrotum. You asked. You didn't have to ask.
There it is.
You could have just let it sit there.
So it's a scrotum? You're taking scrotum secretions, and that's the base of... Hey, look.
Hi, Nick Valvano here for my new scent. Dear Scrotum Secretions, you're going to love this. These are gotten fresh every day from the Putnam Park Forest. We go out there, we find the deers, and we just squeeze away.
I have a number of go-to songs, like The Doors. I have a deeper voice. I can do sort of like Jim Morrison pretty well. Break on through to the other side. I like doing that one. L.A. Woman's a favorite of mine, Old House Blues. Also, I like Oh What a Night by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. That's a good one that I do. Those usually are my go-tos. If I get really inebriated, I'll do Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit or Faith by Limp Bizkit. That's when you know old Round Daddy's had a little too many Bush Lights.
That's all true.
My daughter spoke up. She's like, it's number three. We're like, shut up. It's not your turn.
Let's go ahead. Let's see how this sounds. Andy Sweeney with us up in Indianapolis, 107.5, The Fan, the wake-up call, 7 to 10 a.m. on that station as well. Andy, I know you're getting ready for the draft. How you doing?
Oh, that's brutal.
Uh-oh, he had to call back. Oh,
are you there, Sweeney? Hello.
There we go. Do I have you, Andy?
Oh
boy. This is going great.
Now, there he is, Andy, there. Hello. Oh, God, that was so bad. Like, I'm not a flat earther. Like, I believe the earth is round. Mm-hmm. I believe that we go to space. This is true. Don't just believe everything these fake news media outlets are feeding you on a daily basis, because none of it's true. It's all controlled by like five companies. That's true, too. I do believe there are things on the moon that indicate some type of ancient alien civilization or race or something like that. And they don't want to show that part of it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Chinese. Yeah.
It's my word. You can't have it. Nikki, I need you. If you got a dollar in your pocket, listen, you need to buy something from me right now. Or actually, I want you to just agree to buy the first piece of merchandise. So we have a verbal contract for you to make a purchase of something that I am going to sell. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
yep, I'm in.
So we have a verbal contract for you to purchase either my apparel or my sticker or my keychain with this word placed on it.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Last sound inside Churchill Downs next.
Streeble, do you use Siri? Because that's AI.
No, I don't.
Oh, I love Siri. So.
I don't use Siri.
She does everything.
Well, not everything.
Well, yeah. Not... She can find it online. But...
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it
it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.